push it. Pushy agents, cool or not cool? We're going to talk about it right now. Hear the pros and cons. Stay tuned. Sunday
Good
center.
Morning. The pusher. It's like if you were a WWE character, you'd be the pusher or the calm player. Frozen a little bit. Morning, guys. We're talking about people signing contracts this morning. Obviously, it's a massive part of your buying journey. And there's nothing worse than feeling like you're being rushed in that process. Obviously, it's stressful enough, but we're going to get a couple of agents' takes on whether it's cool or not cool to apply, a bit of, not pressure, but apply a bit of experience and let the buyer know whether they are moving in the right speed, moving in the right direction. And of course, we're always acting in their best interest. It looks like Mark's just dropped out for a sec, but I'm sure he's going to be back in momentarily. And this conversation got struck up from a real example from us yesterday. You back in, Mark?
Yeah. Sorry.
That's all right. So, cool or not cool?
The pusher just got pushed off.
The pusher got pushed off. There you go.
So, what were you saying, Billy Bob?
This conversation is always coming up with us in the office, and there's nothing worse as a buyer feeling like you've got added pressure in the big moment, because you have done a lot of work to get to this point. At the stage where you're about to sign a contract, you've obviously been through the home maybe once or twice, you've spoken with your broker, you've generally spoken with your conveyancer or your solicitor, done all your due diligence to begin with, and then got to the point where I'm ready to pay my 0.25% deposit and either sign with a cool-off or provide a 66W, which is a certificate that waives the cool-off, and buy the property. That's when we mark this sold.
But it's, but Billy, it's, what's the difference between a pusher and a facilitator?
Well, I think you've got to read the room a little bit. You've got to read the room a little bit. However, we see transactions in maybe a slightly different lens and a bit of a different light, because we do it in volume. We sort of know what's around the corner when we know there's multiple parties interested, and the buyer that's had their offer verbally accepted, is then taking their time. So it is, I guess it's, you've got to read the room. Sometimes it's frustrating as an agent, but yes, that's exactly what you're there to do, facilitate the deal in the best way possible.
But that's what agents are getting paid for, not just, locating a buyer and negotiating a price, but it's facilitating the sale. But when does it cross the line, when it becomes annoying and counterproductive when you're a purchaser, another form of pushing could be getting people to sell their property and saying, hey, would you like to use this as your agent? And I just think there's a massive fine line in our industry that people hate. They don't like it when they're not being pushed, because the buyer feels like they're always trying to push it along and make things happen. It's like, why isn't the agent doing this? But they also don't like equally when they're being told, come on, like, hurry up. So there's a really fine line in our industry, and with doing that, I love the word facilitator, because I feel like what I need, you will do for me, Mr. Real Estate Agent. So you'll actually make it happen. And I often feel pusher is that, and also what I don't need, you're not listening. I can't sign the contract now because Do you know what I mean? So it's really interesting in our business what great agents in the business are doing and what the not so great agents. And I think you need two-way communication. So as a person that the agent's working with, I think the agent needs to be asking clever questions and understanding the play or understanding the situation in order to facilitate, you know, getting that happen. If the agent is deaf and just pushing, that's really frustrating.
Yeah, and look, it's not a nice experience for the agent either, don't get me wrong. There's nothing worse feeling like a pest on the phone chasing up something. You know, it's like pushing a big rock uphill. You know, you just feel like it doesn't feel good. So you'd rather know, and you'd rather update, you know, your clients with news, whether it's good or bad. What people get frustrated with is being left in the dark. And, you know, I really like what you said off air. It's actually okay to say yes and then no and then yes again. And it's actually okay to say no and then yes. And and we work it out. You're not committed.
It's transparent.
Before you're signing the contracts. But, you know, delaying the news or just sort of switching off, that's where, you know, obviously the agent might get frustrated. And it's not so much for our sake, but just to keep our clients updated.
And I don't think you can actually change other people. So I think as agents, we can change ourselves reading the play. So, you know, to put it out there and say, oh, buyers, you should be honest with real estate agents. Well, that's probably never going to really happen. But I think a good agent is excellent in their manner, in their tone, in the questions that they ask. I think when an agent is very candid with a purchaser or the person they're dealing with, I think you hold the mirror up a little bit and people are more candid with you. You know, so, you know, I think in certainly in our business, and certainly when you're looking for a real estate agent out there, be it a property manager, be it a sales agent, I think that agent who's a bit slow or not pushy maybe ain't the best agent for you either. But there's a fine line when you get that commission breath agent pushing you as well. It's a real fine line.
Yeah, I totally agree. And if you're ever in a selling position and you want to interview your agent, the best way to actually go and see how they operate is attend an open home and ask questions and see what the response is, because that's how they almost interact with your buyers. You know, people often ask, well, how do you choose a real estate agent? So many people, so many different options. That's a really good way.
And that goes down to people's gut, doesn't it? You know what I mean? I think sometimes you can't even quantify why they're great, but it just, the dialogue feels good, the eye contact feels good, the meeting felt good. Do you know what I mean? It all just sort of flowed. But I'm really passionate about being super honest with people and being and having the hard conversations up front, and even showing a little bit of vulnerability. I think that opens people up to do the same thing with you, you know, to be yourself. I've just copied Lisa, what Lisa said. There you go.
Absolutely.
That is our lesson for today. Real Estate 101, pushy real estate agents, getting people to sign contracts, cool or not cool. So where are we at on this? Are we cool or not cool? Are you cool or not cool, Billy?
I'm cool with being a facilitator, not a pusher. Push people that want to be pushed and help them, you know, but people that need time or need to take a step back, see how you can help them with that as well. So, you know, that all starts with just a nice honest conversation. That's the best way to do it. But, signing a contract is a good thing.
Do you know what I say? I liken it, and in conclusion, before we go, guys and girls, if you want to summarize how to be a great pusher, I think look at a game of tennis and the ball is served to you. When you miss the ball and it's left on your side of the court and the person's going, come on, hit it back, you know, that's really frustrating. when you whack the ball back, people like good game. You know, so I think that, you know, that you can always, it's always transparent, it's always easy. You don't miss the ball. It's like a good game of tennis. Play a good game of tennis in negotiation and everyone's happy. That's your job as a real estate agent.
Nailed it.
Boom. Have a great day. But what are you doing today, Billy?
Today, big day, actually, all the way through to 6 o'clock. And I got over home at the end of the day, which is exciting. Two-bedroom, come check it out. 15 at 19 Del Mar Parade. Awesome two-bedroom apartment. And catching up for a bit of news today.
Solid. How's sales career going for you?
I thought you were going to ask, how's my skincare going? It's as good as my sales career. Yeah, I did a bit of work there this morning.
You look a bit shiny on the top.
That might be the lighting, to be fair, but thank you. I'll take it as a compliment.
How's your sales career going?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Operating in DY, operating in the beaches, helping people in all price points. Love it.
Solid. All right, have a great day, mate. Everyone, have a great day. If there's any real estate topics you'd like us to cover or you want to shine light on, you let us know. It's a live show. We talk about it every day. So whack it in the comments and we'll educate you.
We'll cover it. Sounds good.
See you, bud. Cheers.
See ya. Have a good day. Bye-bye.